We are now going to begin getting your mind into a calm and relaxed state. Find a comfortable position, either lying down or seated. Gently close down your eyes and open your focus as you start by becoming aware of the infinite, vast space way out behind your eyes in this eternal black space. As you become aware of how deep the blackness goes into endless space, as you rest your attention, the space between the back of your throat and the back of your head in this eternal black space. Then become aware of the vastness of space around your head in space. Feel all around your head in this endless black space. Take your time and feel the density of space surrounding your head. Become aware of the space and stay present with the space. As you become aware of the space in the center of your chest, resting your awareness there. From there, move your attention to the space around your torso in this eternal vast space. Then become aware of the space that your perineum occupies in space, staying present, feeling the space around your hips in this endless black space. Again, with each moment, focus, feel it, become aware. And as you feel the space around your legs in space, noticing the density of space surrounding your legs as you become aware how vast the black space is, noticing your entire body in space, feeling the space you take up in space from head to toe. As you become aware of the size of the room that you're in space. Then extend your awareness to the vastness of space beyond the room, in all of space, and notice how much space is consumed as you relax and open, and now you are ready to begin the 7-step meditation. Step 1, love and compassion. In this step, you cultivate a sense of love and compassion for yourself and for all living beings on the planet. First, picture someone that you truly love. This could be a significant other, a friend, a family member, or a pet, or even yourself. Feel this feeling of love and compassion and assign it a color, such as red, or yellow, or white. Now picture this color filling your heart area as you hear yourself breathe. Feel this feeling of love radiate out from your heart area so that the color envelops your entire body. On your next exhale, again, picture this light of love filling the entire room you are in and include any other living being in that room. As you exhale again, feel the love, see the color expand to feel the entire home or building that you occupy. Imagine any people, pets, or plants being bathed in this light of love. Feel the love as you hear an exhale. See the light expand to bring love to everyone in your city, either by feeling a sense of your city or seeing your city on a map being covered with the compassionate light of love. And as you exhale again, see the light covering your entire country, either on a map or the feeling of your country through a flag or other symbol. And now, as you breathe out again, picture the entire planet and feel the love you felt when you thought of your loved one, lighting from your heart area, your entire body, and encompassing the entire globe and all people, plants, and animals, feeling your love and seeing the light representing that love, covering them all, including yourself. You have now completed step one. Step two, gratitude. In this step, you will cultivate gratitude for three experiences in each of three categories. For each event, fully embody the experience you are grateful for by seeing what happened in vivid detail, hearing what was said, and feeling in your heart the emotions you felt. The first category is your personal life. What are three situations in your personal life that you are thankful for? It could be in the last 24 hours or the last week. It could have been an experience of nature or something kind that someone said to you, a fortunate event. For each of the personal events that you're grateful for, see the colors, hear the sounds, feel the emotion of gratitude in your body. As you finish the category of personal life items to be grateful for, we come on to work area. What are three aspects of your work life that you are grateful for? It could be the generation of income, the opportunity to serve, or to grow, or to use your skills. Perhaps a coworker or a manager said something complimentary. Again, see the colors, hear the sounds, feel the emotion of gratitude in your body for three aspects you are grateful for in your work life. We now move on to the third category. Gratitude for personal attributes. What are three personal qualities that you possess that you are grateful for? These could be your intellect, your sensitivity to others, your persistence, your courage, or your physical health and gorgeousness. Picture these qualities, hear the compliments, feel the gratitude you have for these qualities you possess. This now concludes step two of gratitude. Step three, forgiveness. Resentment or anger is like taking poison and hoping it will harm someone else. In this step, we stop taking the poison by forgiving a person who has wronged us in the past. It does not mean dropping the charges or letting them off the hook. It means we no longer have any ill will or negative charge toward that person. Forgiveness is about you, not the person who has wronged you. First, identify a person or an act to forgive. It can be a younger version of yourself. If you're just beginning, start with an event that has a lower amount of emotional charge. Next, see the space where the event happened. If it's highly charged, visualize the person in a more neutral space. Now, read the charges or recount the actions that the person did that caused you harm. Feel whatever anger or other feelings that arise. Feel them fully. You will only do this for a couple minutes. Stop. Let go of the negative emotions that you felt at that time, and switch to thinking about what you have learned from this event. How has it informed how you live in the world, and how have you become a better person because of it? Next, see the event from the other person's eyes. How might they have seen it? How might they have been hurt in the past, remembering that hurt people hurt people? Take a few moments to see how they might have come to see the event from their point of view. Having seen the event from the other person's eyes, now see this person in front of you and forgive into love. You can even imagine hugging them and then letting them go and fading away. The person and the event no longer causing a strong negative charge or intense emotional reaction in you. If this event was especially significant, you might need to repeat this event of forgiveness several times with this meditation until you have truly let go. You can check in with your spirit guide or your higher self to see if you need to repeat forgiveness with this event again. The third step is now complete. We turn from our past and present and take an eye towards our future. Step 4, your future life. We will now create your future life and identity by asking a series of lofty questions which presupposes that you already are the person who has the life that you want. The law of resonance states that the universe gives you who you are. Allow to come to mind any goals or outcomes you would like to come true over the next 2 to 3 years, and contemplate the following lofty questions. Rest in the experience that follows the question being asked. Why am I always surrounded by bliss and happiness, no matter what? Why am I able to do so much in so little time? Why am I always surrounded by love and amazing people whom I'm deeply connected to? Why am I so brilliant, so genius, and so able to tap into source for instant inspiration? Why am I so good at making, keeping, and multiplying money? Why does the universe always have my back? Why do my dreams and goals come to me with such ease and speed? Why am I so good at taking care of my health? Why do I have such a clear vision of what I want for my life? Why do I become healthier and more attractive as I age? Why am I surrounded by so much beauty? Why is my life filled with so much fun and adventure? Why is it so easy to turn any situation into an opportunity for joy, love, or growth? Why am I always surrounded with love? Now take a moment to re-ask yourself any of the previous questions, or ask your own lofty questions to create the identity you want. Step 4 is now complete. Step 5, your perfect day. Having envisioned your future self and life, we now envision your perfect day. If you are practicing this in the evening, you will envision tomorrow. If you are practicing in the morning, you will envision your day coming up today. Start with waking up. Set an intention for how you would like your day to unfold. See yourself brushing your teeth and going through your morning routine, feeling how great it is to experience the day ahead. This could include physical activity or breakfast. Picture how well it will go getting to work for the day. Feel how great it is interacting with others, either in person, on the phone, or through text media. See challenges met with excitement and overcome them with ease. Picture lunchtime as nourishing you physically emotionally, and spiritually as you take some time to provide yourself with whatever you need to go through the rest of your day. Next, view your afternoon going perfectly, wrapping up any tasks and communicating with anyone required to make it a productive and uplifting day. As your workday comes to a close, imagine spending time with friends or family, laughing, connecting. Feel nourishment from a healthy meal. Experience leisure time that brings your life meaning. Hear loving words spoken to you or remembered from earlier that day. Picture yourself preparing for bed and then lovingly and peacefully falling asleep with ease, completing your perfect day. We now come to step 6, the blessing or wish. We will now connect the previous steps and infuse them with additional energy by asking a higher power or our higher selves for a blessing or well-intentioned wish, such as, may I feel loved, or may I have strength. You may also thank your higher power in any way you feel is appropriate. Perform this blessing now. Now that you have completed step 6, we will move to step 7, connecting with the outer world. We will now begin to bring our inner meditation to the outer world by practicing open-eyed meditation for a few minutes. Gently flutter your eyes open slightly, allowing some light in. Then gently close them. Flutter your eyes open again, even more, allowing them to stay open with a soft focus. You are aware of all that your eyes can see, yet there is no focus on any particular object. Begin to notice your breath as it goes in and out, noticing either the sounds or the sensations of your breath through the nostrils or the movement of the chest. If your mind becomes fixated on a particular thought or visual object, lovingly notice what has happened and return your attention gently to the breath and your soft gaze. If you would like to continue meditating, you may. Otherwise, you may now end your session and feel great and at ease in every which way, ready for the next part of your day. Thank you.